Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to IRM Energy Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Ms. Krishna Patel from EY. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Akash, and good morning, everyone. We welcome you all to IRM Energy Limited's Q3 9-month earnings conference call. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us today the management of IRM Energy, represented by Mr. N.K. Sharma, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Arun Kumar Saluru, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Ashish Mittal, the Head of Commercial Marketing. Please note that the discussions that we may have today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to future events and future performance. Numerous factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statement. Please note the audio of this earnings call is the copyright material of IRM Energy, cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, attributed in press or media without specific written consent of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. N.K. Sharma, the CEO, for his opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I am N.K. Sharma, Chief Executive Officer of IRM Limited, and thank you, Krishna, for this introduction. This being the first ever earning call, let me salute all of my investors and those who are interested in IRM Energy. A very good morning to all of you again. We welcome you in the first ever earning conference call of IRM Energy Limited to discuss the business and financial performance of the third quarter and 9 months ended December 2025. We have concluded our board meeting on 3rd of January, and the investor presentation has also been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the website. I believe you may have got the chance to go through the same. Let me begin by providing a brief background and understanding about the company. IRM Energy, a group company of Cadila Pharmaceuticals Limited, has been incorporated in the year 2015 with a focus of developing natural gas distribution projects across various districts of the country and industrial and commercial and domestic and automobile customers to cater with. I am happy to share that today IRM Energy is a leading gas distribution company with an experience of 10 plus years in developing robust city gas distribution network and connecting different customer segments in our existing licensed geographical areas like Banaskantha, which is in the state of Gujarat, Fatehgarh Sahib, which is in the state of Punjab, Diu and Gir Somnath, in the Union Territory of Daman and Diu and in the state of Gujarat. Also, we have Namakkal and Trichy in the state of Tamil Nadu. As of December 2025, our supply network across all the GAs consists of around 6,354 inch kilometer of pipeline, consisting of 3047 kilometers of the pipeline length. As of December 31st, 2025, the company is catering the natural gas requirements of over 80,000 domestic customers, 221 industrial units, and 463 commercial establishments across the operating geographical areas. The company has also established a strategically located network of 127 CNG stations duly commissioned, consisting of 466 dispensing points. Let me give the highlights of financial performance during the quarter. During 9 months FY2026, the company reported a revenue of 787 crore rupees. Year-on-year growth in the revenue is 11%. The company reported an EBITDA of 82 crore rupees. Year-on-year growth of 4% as compared to 9 months FY25. During Q3 FY26, the company reported a revenue of 265 crore rupees. Year-on-year growth is 6%, and the company reported and EBITDA of 30 crore rupees. Year-on-year growth can be 34% as compared to Q3 FY25. The financial performance reflects the achievement in the operational efficiency and gas sourcing primarily. On the profitability front, the company reported EBITDA margin of 10.4% in 9 months FY26 and 11.2% in Q3 FY26. Company has incurred in capex during this period 35.51 crore rupees in Q3 FY26, which adds to the total capex for the year in 9 months to 103 crore rupees. This is our ongoing capex programs, which is going to accelerate further. IRM has strong balance sheet with a term loan of only 54 crore rupees and cash and bank balance of 255 crore rupees plus. Now let me share segment-wise key updates. On CNG front, the CNG business is our main corporate engine and key revenue driver, which contributes to approximately 61% of the total operating revenue, and it continues to deliver the double-digit growth of 21% year-on-year in volume front, supported by strong growth in the Banaskantha DGS and LTGA. Trichy and Namakkal GAs offer very strong upside with the ongoing rollout of the infrastructure presently massively going on there. During Q3 FY26, 11 CNG stations were commissioned, took over 5 CNG stations of Indian Oil Corporation Limited in a collaboration, and we have entered an MOU with them for CNG dispensing in NT and FS area under full DODO model. These CBG stations were being run by them. Now they will be under us to dispense CNG under the brand name of IRM Limited. PNG update. PNG commercial and PNG domestic delivered a volume growth of 21% and 25% year-on-year growth in 9 month FY26. The industrial sales volume in BK GA grew by 19% year-on-year in 9 month FY2026. However, in FS Fatehgarh Sahib GA, the industrial sales volume registered a decline of 7% year-on-year in the 9 month FY2026. This is unfortunately on account of dip in the industrial sales for the volumes getting surrendered there to some extent, although we have got some hope going forward. I'll discuss about the futuristic plans of the company also in that year. In the quarter Q3 FY26, 2,773 domestic connections were commissioned, 18 commercial connections and 4 industrial customers were added in DGSGA, which has surpassed to 10,000 landmark of domestic connection in the DUD Sobhnath GA. During Q3 FY26, an MOU was executed in that GA, Deogir Sobhnath, with Grasim Industries in their township for supplying PNG of 700 plus residential quarters, and that has added good volume to us going forward. Certain new initiative which IRM has taken, I would like to also mention here, IRM is actively participating in the PNGRB Pan India marketing campaign for PNG and CNG drive 2.0 under the theme Har Ghar PNG, Har Ghar Har Gaadi CNG. This is non-stop Jio non-stop Jindagi tagline. With this, we are massively participating, and the results are also very encouraging across the 4 GAs nationwide. We have also targeted marketing campaign which was carried out in Banaskantha GA for increasing geyser points, which has led to 1,000 plus connections in one go. We wanted to provide them, incentivizing them for converting their their geysers into the natural gas, and which has been very well accepted and welcomed by the domestic connection people, and they have got new customers also. We have invited new customers, and they have very well welcomed all these schemes. As a consequence of revision in pipeline tariff by PNGRB, because zone 1, zone 2, zone 3, all the tariffs were rationalized. So we have passed on the benefits which accrue to the company to a good extent, considering our commitment towards the consumer welfare, consumer concern. Consumer should be the ones who share our profitability, our savings, and we have passed on a considerable amount to them without jeopardizing the margin of the company, and which has been very well welcomed and appreciated not only by PNGRB but all the customers across the 4GAs. This came into effect from 1st of January 2026. I would also like to take this opportunity to highlight certain key strengths of our business. IRM operates in the regulated CGD segment with long-term licenses, offering strong revenue visibility, predictable cash flows, and limited competitive intensity. Natural gas, as you know, is a key transition fuel in the India's clean energy roadmap, supported by rising PNG household adoption, increasing CNG usage, and policy-led fuel substitutions. Although many may call it not only a transition fuel, but it is the fuel, a destination fuel also to a great extent going forward for several decades from here. We can say that this all measures know that ensures multi-year volume growth, visibility in the growth sectors also, and these all growth segments are driven by increasing PNG connections, PNG stations, industrial customers. As the network scales higher, gas offtake improves, providing us operating leverages, supports margin expansion. Post initiative infrastructure built out, the CGD business becomes capital efficient with moderating tax intensity. As we at the management level are focused toward prudent capital allocation, efficient utilization of the existing network is all our responsibility, which is generating operational efficiency across all the 4GAs. To summarize, we take the pride in our strong sense of duty and responsibility in upholding our commitments towards contributing to the well-being of our people, customers, and geographies wherever we have been licensed to operate. We as a team are focused on sharper execution, stronger cross-functional coordination, and the greater sense of ownership. Our motto is to continue strengthening our work culture through our very fresh, vibrant management team through accountability and responsiveness, and collaborative efforts ensuring every commitment is translated into timely action towards robust profitability of the company also. With this, I would like to now hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for Q&A in relation to our business and modality. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on a telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Let us wait a few moments until the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Tukrut Patel from Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. First of all, my name is Sukrut Patel. So my first question to Mr. Sharma is, as IRM continues to scale its city gas distribution network across the authorized GAs, how are you balancing near-term volume growth with long-term objectives like improving penetration, customer mix, and network efficiency? What internal milestones help you judge whether the core CGD business is progressing in a healthy and sustainable manner as you have planned? Just want to understand your view on this. This is my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Patel. Very pertinent question. We have internally decided, rather resolved, you can say, that to go ahead with our customer mix in all the three segments, but being the profit volume of our CNG the segment wise, so we have recently focused more on more CNG stations, and that strategy has yielded also in terms of our CNG volume growing very high. We have two GAs which are matured and where MWP has also been completed. One is that Banaskantha, where from more than 61% of our volume comes from this very GA, and this is a completely mature GA, and the volume hike has also been encouraging to us. There we have enhanced our presence through CNG, enhanced CNG stations. Currently we have got more than 54-55 stations in Dodo model, and all these stations are giving us very encouraging results. So CNG wise, we are not only enhancing our sales volume, but our profit build-up is also coming from them. Secondly, we have the responsibility of expanding our PNG domestic area, which is the mandate from the government and PNGRB also. So not only in Banaskantha, where the maximum number of PNG domestic connections are there, we are expanding our network base in Trichy and Namakkal. So that volume is also catering us to serve the post this infra layout and all that. We'll be getting huge number of domestic connections. At the same time, Namakkal being industrially very encouraging and a very promising area, we'll be putting our footprint in the domestic, besides domestic, the industrial and commercial area also there. The Fatehgarh Sahib, the industrial zone has shown minus 7% sort of growth there year on year. It is only because the natural gas primarily in the steel segment has surrendered our connections, and they have switched back to coal or the liquid fuel. That was discouraging only for one reason, that state government support has to be solicited, and that we have done our level best, several meetings at the chief secretary level has happened. So balancing all that, we understand that very shortly, some corrective measures from the intervention of the government of Punjab will come. So industrial, which used to be our 45% of the volume builder, which has dipped to around 36-37%, will also be restored. So we are balancing all the areas, CNG, PNG industrial, PNG domestic, and also the commercial side of it. Currently, PNG industrial is constituting around 34-35% of my total volume, CNG being 61%, and domestic, of course, it is little lower because volume-wise, it doesn't give a bigger contribution, that is around 5-6%. So this way, my customer mix and the industrial operational mix goes. I hope I have been able to clarify.
Yes. I believe Mr. Arun Kumar is also on the call today.
Yes, he is. Yes. Want to ask something?
Yeah. A similar type of question. Given the inherent volatility in gas sourcing cost and periodic changes in pricing passing through, what financial indicators do you internally track to assess the stability of margins and cash flow over the cycle, especially as the customer mix and scale of operations evolve over the time? I want to understand your point of view on this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sukral. So we closely monitor our gross margins, that is segment-wise gross margins, depending on the volatility. In Q2, Q3, these prices were coming down, so that has helped us. With respect to mix, if you see in our Q3, the CNG versus PNG mix has improved to 61% to 39%. last year's, say, December, where CNG was 53%. So as this mix improves, PNG has a better profitability, so our overall profitability increases. So that way, we are tracking this. Secondly, on the gas sourcing front, very competitive contracts have been entered with GSPL, GSPC and Shell. And with respect to committed contracts and open, we keep it at 85% to 15%, which gives us enabler to to take a market advantage also. Over to you.
Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Varadarajan Shivashankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. On the CNG front, what is your gas sourcing mix as of now?
Yeah, on CNG front, Mr. Varadarajan, thank you for this question. CNG, as we have mentioned, that being the real bread earner for us, the CNG segment, of late you have seen that government's APM allocation has reduced substantially. When we began the operation, that to be 80 to 100% allocation used to happen. Currently, this has reduced substantially to around 37%. It dipped to 34% also. So last year, we have witnessed a difficult year, challenging year, that the APM gas allocation has dipped a lot. And we don't foresee much of relief also in allocation of the APM gas also. To counter this CNG, the allocation getting dipped, we had entered in the beginning of this year only, we have resorted to long-term gas, which is Brent-linked, and also at a very competitive price. And also we have been very closely monitoring the HPHT gas tenders from ONGC and also the Reliance tenders. So there we are in a position to get good allocation, and we keep monitoring the prices of Brent as well as dollar more meticulously to see whether HPHT gas and long-term gas combination gives the optimal benefits to us or not. Sometimes using the tweaking tools of take or pay, and we sometimes take more spot and surrender our long-term using the flexibility of sourcing, and sometimes we rather take that. So that optimal software we have, and then our own market intelligence and prudence also supports us in optimizing the sourcing part of it. In CNG, it remains a challenge that government allocation getting deeper in future also, we don't see much of relief coming. So we are managing our CNG segment as a volume builder as well as profit builder with this strategy.
In this, apart from the APM, you don't get any new well gas, is there?
We get new well gas also at 20% higher prices, and HPHT gas is the third cheaper source. So currently, new well gas, so we decide around 8% we have been taking from out of, like, you know, if you say for the 9 months, if you say we have got the current sourcing mix, like 41% we have used the APM gas. Sometime back in April, May, it was a little higher also, 44-45%. So for the 9 months, if you consider, 41% has been fed through APM. Around 10.5% has been fed through, 10.5% through NWG, new well gas. And HPHT has constituted as 38.4%. So making it together, good sourcing, combining APM, NWG and HPHT, and the residual ones and remaining ones for CNG segment, we are feeding through our long-term contracts also.
That's useful. Secondly, on the connectivity part, as of now, how are you supplying your sources of gas? How are you getting it delivered to Trichy and Namakkal? Do we have a pipeline reaching out to Trichy by now or not yet?
That is the real challenge for us. Currently, we have got one a tap-off from GAIL available. One, we have in advanced stage, we are in the process of commissioning. The other one comes from Indian Oil Pipeline. See, these sources will be giving us gas, but the majorly segments are being fed through liquid LNG being sourced from NO terminal of Indian Oil. And from there, we have got two LCNG stations there commissioned. And through that, we are in a position to feed the market and the growing demand of it. Going forward, if more tap-off is available, because GAIL is failing to the timelines of the infra pipeline laid by them, so there is some impediment, but this time we are utilizing in laying our infra widely, so that whenever gas lines are available, or the economics wise, if the liquid, bringing liquid is more beneficial, so we'll make a trade-off between the two. So currently, liquid and one tap off which is operational, we are feeding with Namakkal and Trichy. This is a very wide two district GA, so more than 100 plus kilometer length is there. So every time laying the infra is not a good proposition. So we are doing the trade off between the two strategy, two options.
Two follow up questions on that. One, in terms of proportion today between the tap off as well as LNG, what will be the breakup?
The breakup, I would like to just share if it is available. You have the available. Currently, we may not have exact data, but largely we are, you are very right, we are, largely we are depending upon the liquid portion only. Sources from India. Yes. And that liquid is also, I'm just trying to mention that liquid is also on the long term, the Brent linked one. So almost now I've got the information from CFO. It is almost 51-52% in the range of liquid and 48% something like that from the tap off.
That's very useful. And in terms of infrastructure, any kind of a timeline GAIL is able to give you in terms of tap offs availability, and then your own plan in terms of laying the internal pipeline to draw it closer to your...
Yeah, Mr. Varadarajan. Infra, we are very aggressively doing in that region. You must be knowing that since the pipeline infra by the, I mean, national pipeline grid itself was absent there. So pipeline, majorly we have to install ourselves. And for that sake, we have got the mandate from IPO also that we have to develop the infra that site. And we are aggressively doing it. Some rocky soil, etc. are there. So HDD machine, etc. are being, deployed, and which is causing little delay. But the time, the culture of the CNG adoption happens in that region, we will be in time to cater it. We will be rather advanced than the demand getting created that side. The infra-wise, we are fully focused. We can share with you more than 200 crores we will be spending in coming 1.5 years. More than 250 crore rather, you can say, to be more precise. We have planned, and capital allocation is complete in our board's mandate with us. So that we are planning that in next 15 to 18 months, we will be in a position to 250 crore we will be laying for the infra dedication, dedicated to infra only. In Namakkal and Trichy.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Bhagraj.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Mr. Pawan Kumar from Ratnatraya. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I had a question on profitability primarily. So this particular quarter we have done around 5.3 EBITDA margin per SCM. What is this margin targets maybe for this year and for next 2 years? What are the kind of margins we are looking at? And the background of this question is right now our ROC seems to be very depressed. So until we make margins, I don't think our ROC would pick up. So what is the line on which you are thinking in terms of volume growth and also EBITDA margin going forward?
So I'll request CFO to answer this, but to begin, I can only tell you, we are maintaining our gross margin of 24% to 25% in the gas segment, and also we are tightly administering our OPEX cost to get optimized fully, and administration cost also. So the futuristic, futuristic plans and the current focus, I request CFO to kindly be specifically answering to your question.
Yeah, hi Pawan. With respect to volume growth, we are growing at 10%, and that despite minus 6% in our industrial volume growth. So basically, in the CNG segment, we are growing at 20%. In the industrial, it is around 21%, and in the domestic, 25%. So we estimate that we should be growing by 12%, 10 to 12% range by the end of this year. With respect to profitability, the gross margins are at 26%, and as the volumes increase, so we get the scale of volume in our profitability. And another thing is our mix is also improving. So we are selling more CNG where the profitability is more. So going forward, EBITDA guidance can be 5.25 to 5.5 rupees per SCM operating EBITDA.
This would be at the next year, Arun?
Yeah, this will be close of this year. And for the next year will be also, we will be growing at 12 to 15%. So it depends on actually how the gas volumes pan out. So, but this will be our range. With respect to your with respect to return on capital, we are at 9% plus. So again, as the EBIT improves with the volumes, we expect the ROC to improve. However, we have a capex plan, so that will have a gestation period of say one and a half years. Then the volumes from that capex also will come into play.
And okay. Mr. Pawan, to supplement CFO, I can only assure you, my investors, that my Q4 will be better than up to 9 months. Because my infra is ready, and we also have many stations which is commissioned here, and many more are coming in Q4. This time we would be crossing 150 stations landmark also. As you may recall that March we had ended with 111 stations only, but we'll be ending most likely by March 31st, 150 plus stations in our kitty. So Q4 is expected to be much, much better. And next year also we have aggressive plans. Currently we'll be looking to 5.2 and all that, 5.2, 5.3, but we'll be ending our this FY 2006 little better, and next year should be further better to satisfy to all our returns on the capital employed.
Okay, got it. Sir, can you give us a number on what was the growth in Banskanta volumes, both CNG and PNG for this particular quarter?
Yeah, Pawan, I will give you the numbers. So, the entire growth was 10%, but in the CNG segment, growth in 9 months was 21%, and PNG because of the industrial it is minus 3.1%. So in Banaskantha, if you see overall growth, it is 16%. With 16% in CNG, 19% in industrial. Commercial 12% and domestic of course 24%, but the base is low.
Okay, I will get in touch base with you to get the exact numbers. Next year, assuming we have stabilized the operations this year, and since Sharma sir also mentioned, given the number of stations that we have, are we expecting any fast ramp up in volumes? Because this year the volumes have growth rate. I understand there was a challenge in industrial, but would that be maybe 15% or 20%? Is there a possibility, or we are not targeting that kind of volume growth next year?
If volume growth we expect in the range of 12 to 15%, but there is one more factor of industrial volume from Fatehgarh Sahib. Namakkal Trichy, we are putting up stations and the CNG culture is also coming. So these two things, if they pan out well, our growth can be, you know, even beyond 15%. But 12 to 15% is what you can take.
Okay. I want to supplement, you know, as you wanted in BK, since more stations are under commissioning and we will be ending our this thing CNG stations ready there. So what is the average sales per SCMD wise, you know? So average sales in BK we are getting 4,000 plus with the new stations and the matured stations. Sometimes it is 15,000 also in some of the stations, keep location of the station. So 4,000 plus is the average sale per station per day, SCM wise. And Namakkal and all that is 1,000. And in BGS, 200 plus. So to be precise, okay. To be precise, 4,800 is the BK. They have got the figures now ready for your consumption. FS, it is 2,000 SCM. And DGS, it is 2,300. NT, since it's an evolving market, it is 1,000 plus only. 1,089 to be precise. So this is the way CNG is creating a volume, where our per CNG station, we have got 10 rupees, 10 plus is the margin, or somewhere it is more, somewhere it is little lesser, depending upon gas sourcing profile which we have.
So, Sharma sir, in your experience, on this journey from, let's say, 1,000 to, which is there currently from Namakkal Trichy, for it to get to Banskanta level, how many years does it take? Is it like four years, 5 years, or 2-3 years? What is the kind of trajectory that generally this takes?
Yeah, as I expect, it should not take more than 2 years' time to enhance our volume of 1,000 to increase to 2,500 range average. It should not take more than 1.5 to 2 years. Simply because the LPG culture used to be prevalent in three-wheelers, and even the mobility sector, if you see the passenger vehicle car segment also, a lot many LPG run cars used to be there. So they are slowly coming to the natural gas now, and we have been incentivizing the three-wheeler people. We have got several promotional schemes where we buy out their old scrap three-wheelers, and we provide them through financing and all that the new CNG three-wheelers, and passenger vehicle also have been there in our thing. And for your kind consumption, around 800 to 1,000 vehicles in this last quarter only, Q3 only, we have added there, and mostly since they are in our GA, they get the fueling done through IRM stations only. So if that is the scale which is existing there, so our sale is definitely going to catch up to 2,500 around in the range, average sale, going forward. In Namakkal and Trichy, where the culture of CNG is enhancing very fast, and we are catching up through infra now. And in Namakkal and Trichy only, the Indian Oil, we have entered the MOU, as you mentioned in the initial inaugural address to you. Four stations of CBG, they have transferred to us, and we will be running CNG stations. So our almost like, you know, full Dodo scheme sort of infra is ready. So we are rolling out the sale there very fast. And also would like to say that in Tamil Nadu, we have entered another MOU with Tamil Nadu State Transport Corporation, and they have converted converted around 80 buses for refueling with us, so that bulk customer will be coming to our fold. So this 1,000 will very easily reach to 2,500 plus going forward soon. I am giving you little practical aspect that 2,500 will be reaching fast.
Okay. And
sorry to interrupt you, sir. I would request you to join the queue for more questions, as we have to give all participants a fair chance. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants are requested to restrict with one or two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Mr. Abir Pandit from Old Bridge MF. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you, sir, for this opportunity. So, most of the queries have been answered. So, just one update. On the Banaskantha, I understand that most of the earlier industrial users have shifted back to coal. So, but there was certain, regulatory action which is going to happen to revert them back to gas. Could you share us an update on that, and also any update on the, let's say, medium-term volumes from Fatehgarh Sahib?
Yeah. A small correction. Not in Banaskantha, but in Fatehgarh Sahib, actually. The industrial customers...
Fatehgarh.
Yeah. So you wanted to know specifically what is the plan or what is the possibility of coming back to the natural gas from the coal or other fossil fuels. Very right, sir. As we understand...
Yes.
There is a PIL under consideration of NGT, which is we are also monitoring from outside. That PIL has traveled for more than 2 years, wherein the subject matter is that the ambient air and the quality of, the entire region of Fatehgarh Sahib, which is Sarhind area, is getting highly polluted because massively the steel industry and other galvanizing industry, etc., they have been getting fuel through natural gas, their furnaces. They have surrendered the connections and they have come to coal. So NGT is very critical on the entire issue, and they are tightening their moves for restoring it back to the pollution, which we have heard them speaking in the open courts. And we expect that if they... they have reserved their judgment. Last hearing was in September, we are closely watching it, September 2025, and the judgment was expected sometime in November end or December, but the judgment has not yet been delivered. So the judgment is expected any time in the early January or February. If the judgment comes, then Punjab government and Punjab Pollution Control Board, including the CPCB, should definitely... come to our fold, with their notifications and all that, should come to the fold out. So the sales volume, around 207 connections we have given to various industry, and currently 125 around are continuing with IG, and we are adding a few more customers in the new segment. All the CTOs, consent to operate and consent to establish, is now being given only on NG fuel. So that way, we have expectation that industrial volume should substantially come back to our fold.
Perfect. Thank you, Arun, sir, for the update. Sir, one more query. Sir, on Namakkal and BC, I understand that this is your undeveloped FGA. So currently, I believe there are close to 37. So going ahead, is it the plan that there was next? Yeah, sir, what would be the number of stations that you would be planning here? Kind of thing, would the focus for CNG shift from, let's say, Banaskantha to Namakkal and Trichy in terms of capex?
Yeah, coming to your question on the CNG station in Namakkal and Trichy, currently we are operating 37 stations, and we plan to reach 51 by another one and a half quarter. Rather, we have got with these four CBG stations also. So we should be reaching 50 plus there also very shortly. Mostly they are co-located or they are COCO stations and LNG stations also. So that way CNG, we have got good hope in the Namakkal and Trichy. That is the underdeveloped area, so we have got more Bata story to sell, that once they understand the importance and the convenience of natural gas, we expect good business coming from Namakkal and Trichy. Capex is already going on. We are focused, as we said, 250 crore rupees will be spending in the next 1.5 years, and the entire rollout of the project should give us more dividend that side.
Okay. One aspect, in order to ensure the shift, let's say from LPG to CNG, could you help us with to understand the, let's say the, price difference or the mileage difference which you are able to propagate there specifically to ensure that shift happens?
See, LPG switching over is had been a challenge, definitely a challenge. But LPG, we have got different marketing strategy, educating people, the hazards of operating LPG and natural gas. Natural gas is a very user-friendly one, and it is, accident-free sort of things. LPG is much more vulnerable. Those education in the mobility sector is differently. I'll not comment upon the transport department and all that, but we are propagating that natural gas is economical also to a great extent. However, we are keeping an eye on the natural gas sourcing as well as the volatility of Brent across the globe. If the LNG prices reduced from the current level, like 10-15% or so, so definitely we'll be in a position to beat the LPG price also.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Kunal Ochiramani from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Kunal, please go ahead with the question, sir. It seems Mr. Kunal's line is not active. Shall we take the next question, sir?
Please.
The next question comes from Mr. S. Ramesh. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Sharma and Mr. Arun Kumar. Thanks a lot. If you're looking at your 9-month performance, is it possible to give us what is the total number of CNG vehicles you have, the whole company, how much you have added in 9 months and this quarter, and what was the number last year, FY25, and where do you see this vehicle addition going in fourth quarter and in FY26 based on your assessment of the CNG vehicle growth?
Yeah, my marketing head is here. I'll request him to kindly convey the figures to be more precise. Thank you.
Hi, Akash. Good morning. Hi, everyone. This is Ashish Mittal, Head Commercial Marketing. So, coming to your question of the CNG vehicle, in our four geographical areas, till last financial year, we were having close to 95,000-96,000 CNG vehicles running on the roads, and which has increased to approximately 1.7 lakh vehicles on the road. So you can see a huge amount of growth has happened, and then this growth has accelerated in last quarter. So in last quarter specifically, there has been addition of close to 5,000 CNG vehicle in these four GAs.
Okay. So if you look at the recent budget announcement about exempting bio-CNG from excise duty, much as, you know, the share of bio-CNG injection into CNG is less, do you see any benefit from your blending bio-CNG with your CNG in the next 1-2 years? And to that extent that you get that excise duty savings, you know, which is replaced by VAT, would you be passing that on, or would it be possible to retain that? How do you see that?
So this announcement has just been made in the budget. So we are evaluating the extent of saving which we will be getting from this budget announcement. But what I would be able to tell you is that as of now, the blending of CBG is approximately 1% in our overall portfolio. So the saving as of now might not be very big, huge as of now, but what we are doing is we are expanding our CBG portfolio as well. We are entering into new CBG supply and supply agreement with other developers as well. So basically, basis what the portfolio increase happens over a period of time, we may take a call going forward on it. Sir, you?
Yeah. Mr. Kamal, I would like to just add to whatever our marketing, Mr. Kunal, has mentioned. Actually, this is an enabling provision incentivizing the CBG manufacturer to come, the plants to come up in the country. So that way, not many plants are there catering in the respective GA countrywide to actually make the possibility of 1%, 2%, 3% sort of your discrimination. So what is impending us, discouraging us is that ki many plants are either non-operational or their feed capacity is not so much enough to give us the mandated benefit of it. However,
in my current portfolio, when the excise duty waiver has happened, so we are we have calculated roughly that 1 crore rupees around per annum saving will result into our sourcing portfolio because of this excise duty incentivization which has happened. And going forward, if we are in a position, as Mr. Ashish said to us, more CBG producers under the fold in the Satat scheme, which is announced in the tripartite scheme through GAIL and all. So if we are in a position to gain more sourcing, then this 1 crore rupees go multiplied going forward.
If I can squeeze in my last thought, so in terms of your annual capex for Trichy and Namakkal, to take it to the total infrastructure as per the MWP, what is the kind of capex you have to do in Trichy and Namakkal per annum over the next 5 years, and for the whole company as a whole over the next 3 to 5 years per annum?
See, actually. Actually, as we mentioned, 220 to 250 crore rupees we have planned in next 1.5 years to be spent in Namakkal with Trichy. And this is one of the mandate of IPO also. When we went to IPO, we had assured that around 307 crore rupees will be investing particularly for Namakkal and Trichy. That entire money will be spent there. So currently, beyond the IPO IPO mandate, we have more things to happen there based on the return on capital and the evolution of the market. We are having no dearth of capital to invest for the infrastructure, but we are only going cautious stage-wise as the results start coming in. CIPCO, one industrial area, is getting developed. Then we have also had MOU with Tamil Nadu paper mill also. In bulk, they will be buying. They are planning to convert their conventional fuel into the natural gas. So industrial segment should go besides, since it is crossing many national highway, the CNG area will also be very promising that way. So with our capex, which we said 250 around we are planning, we are open for more investment based on the market responses of the natural gas consumptions.
And any other capex for GAs other than Trichy and Namakkal?
Yes, we have got consistently we are growing in Devgir Somnath also. Unfortunately, the industrial clients are not there that side. So commercial, domestic, besides, and that Devgir Somnath is a sort of little bit of seasonal also, tourist-based also destination. So, but still, since it's a very Gir and that Somnath area, that tourist-centric they are there. So that is also expanding, but industrial side is not there. So there also we are doing, wherever possible, the capex done. Recently with the GSPL, we have got one tap-off from Chhara Terminal ready with us, and that should roll out within next 7-8 months. So Devgir Somnath will be... currently, we were buying LNG from either Dahej to feed that GA or from Chhara Terminal also some volume, but Chhara Terminal was a little costly volume they had. So we were discouraged to buy from Chhara, although it was nearby. But from natural gas, we will be converting to the national grid pipeline. So APM gas will also be in a position to get flowed to that place. So as the market expands, along with the sourcing, we'll make that G also a profit contributor currently also, but this is not as big as Banaskantha. So capex is happening all across the three GAs. Fatehgarh Sahib, we have virtually laid every inch kilometer line. So we are only depending upon the industrial volume to come back to us post the NGT favorable orders, which is expected in next couple of months. So this is what is the plan. Remaining 3 GAs, we are very aggressive in capex.
Okay, so based your capex decision,
we'll request you to join back the queue for more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Harsh Maru from Vinamra Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. So just one question. So sir, we've noticed a management rejig which has happened over the last 1 year. So from a management perspective, are we fully filled up in terms of the right people that we need to have? And do we expect any kind of adjustments within the management team in the next 6 to 12 months? So your thoughts on this will be very helpful.
Yeah, Harsh, you are very right in observing that a lot of rejig has happened, and all our KMP, SMPs are now with the fresh management team, more professional team, I can only say, I can acclaim. I, being the CEO, has also joined this company 1.5 years back, 1 year to be more precise, 1 year and 3 months back. And my chief finance officer has also come from the professional background. He had joined around 1 year back, 9 months back. And my chief project head, chief marketing and commercial head, we have got a strategy head. We have got a new team in the finance area, new team in the sourcing and marketing area, and operation area is already very, very efficient. The same gentleman, Mr. Prakash, who was handling the operations, is continuing. We have got plenty of good opportunities optimizing our OPEX cost also. Through him, we are entering into little bit of solar group captive schemes also, through which also my OPEX cost have substantially been reduced. 8.5 rupees to 9 rupees electricity per unit cost has come down to 3 rupees or 4.5 rupees, this range. So that way, current team is more focused, more professional, and as I am heading the management team, I can assure all my investors and those who are interested in IRM Energy's profile and their progress, I can assure you that whatever rejig has happened, that's a story of past, and current management is fully focused, more professionally we are holding our meetings, and we are more cohesive to take the company forward.
Thank you, sir, so much for the detailed answer, and hope to keep interacting with you every quarter. Thank you.
Welcome. You are always welcome.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Kiran Gargay from Lightstone Capital Management LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good morning. So last year in the presentation of Q1, Q2, we were discussing that rationalization of the license fee with the promoter trust. But subsequently, it has been removed from the presentation, and we have not heard anything with this regard. So could you please provide some clarity on this?
Sure. Sure, Kiran. License fee continues to be there because the IRM Trust is the our sponsor. I mean, they are our promoters. So they have been taking 2% of the gross revenue post excise adjustment as a license fee. That is continuing, and this we have very widely and openly discussed in our IPO documents also, that this continues to be there, and the request has gone from the management to the promoters also if they can consider or reconsider. But currently, as of now, to be very open and precise, I can only share with you this is still continuing, and unless they take some review of this, maybe with our enhanced volume and all that, they may consider of moderating. But as a management, I can only tell you that this is a fact, and this is continuing with the company's administration cost.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I wanted to understand why our operating margins are lowest in the industry, and if we see, I understand our EBITDA per SCM must be around 4-5 rupees versus the other players in the industry are doing 8-9 rupees per SCM. So of course I understand that license fee is a big hit that is there in IRM, which is not there in the other companies. But even apart from that, it seems that either our sourcing is high cost and inefficient, or our realizations are lesser than the other peers. So which of it is, or is it a combination of both?
Yeshav, thank you for your observation. It has been very precise. If you see sourcing area, I will not admit that we have been a poor sourcer. Rather, we are most one of the efficient sourcer. Cross margin, if you see, gas cost vis-a-vis the revenue cost, we are 25-26% range. So, which is very good considering our size of bargaining power in the market. We have made our portfolio, as we mentioned in the past discussions also, that we have sourced our entire thing, long-term and short-term portfolio, including APM, HPHT, and WG gases, in such a manner that gross margin is very well efficiently monitored, and 24-26% range is the one which we are getting. Secondly, you will see that we are evolving GA. We are doing a lot of capex in Namakkal, Trichy. We are also adding more stations in Banaskantha, Diwgir, Somnath, everywhere. So, because of capex, since we are evolving, and the companies which you are comparing, they are already matured companies, wherein either the entire assets have been fully depreciated or very well depreciated, and they have got in their kitty places like Delhi, Faridabad, Palwal, Ahmedabad, Pune, and all those areas. So, infra laying is already complete. So, that GAs vis-a-vis our GA, if you go by, are little unjustified to get compared in those sense. We also, once after 2-3 years, we have got denominator effect, higher sales volume. You will find a much, much better OPEX, so much, much better margins to go forward. And also, I would like to also mention that those companies which you are comparing, their MWP targets were not there. I mean, elsewise once. If you really say 4GA company of our level, we will tell you that more plans we have got, how we will expand our business operations either through merger acquisition or by diversifying backward or forward integration, something we are having in our cards that we will tell you at separate point of time. Today being a Q3 investor earning call, so may not be because of paucity of time we will be in a position to tell you more. But in amongst 4GA company, if you see, we stand on the forefront. In top 5-6 companies we are there, irrespective of who got the license which year. So, as such, efficiency-wise, the improvements are there. More improvements are going to come. We don't consider ourselves inefficient or less efficient company in those manners. So, whatever things are happening, they are fully in control of the management. And we have got plans to optimize our OPEX so that net margin improves to the people. Gross margin, we are happy with this. And net margin also, barring aside your license fee, which I will not comment now, everything is in good control. I can assure you that going forward, you will find a little better one, a better result.
Now, sir, secondly, if we see that our volume has been flat since FY23, and even this year in the AGM, we were told to expect 25% volume growth, but it has been around 10% kind of volume growth. And sir, in the Diu and Gir Somnath and Namakkal and Trichy, hardly our 14% of total revenue is coming. So in past 3 years, it doesn't seem that these areas are picking up. Our mix remains the same, in the sense geographical mix of our revenue remains the same. So by when can we really expect these single-digit geographies, Diu, Gir, Somnath, Namakkal, Trichy, to really ramp up?
Yeah. See, your observation regarding total volume being stagnant and all that, we have very candidly spoken regarding Fatehgarh Sahib debacle of the industrial segment, disconnections happening. And that is because unless the government and pollution control board's intervention comes aggressively, see, case is sub judice in the NGT court. So, it will be improper for us to really give the intervening answers here. But I am in a position to assure you that once the NGT orders, which is very imminent to come, because Delhi pollution situation, then Punjab pollution situation, Haryana pollution, are all such dismal, ki we expect this order will definitely come in our favor. So there was a hit of 7-8% in the volume, and that was 45% of our total volume. coming from that industrial sector of the industrial segment of the Fatehgarh Sahib itself. So one particular 45-7% if you take it out, it becomes really denting for us to maintain that. But still, in spite of that, Fatehgarh Sahib, we as a company are giving you 10-12% volume year-on-year growth combined together. And we are expecting this to grow further 15%+. Maybe our ambition, other than see industrial, if you see, has been more than 20%, 20, 21, 23% like that in other segments. You know, that is what is the reply from our side. And with regard to Namakkal, you will be surprised that 23 only we have started initiated our operations. Rather, not only operation, but rather laying the infra and all that. So Namakkal, though, we should keep aside. That will take little time along with our infra, but the result has been much more encouraging in Namakkal and Trichy, as we mentioned in the past reply of our question. So we are not having any such negative thought anywhere. The volume wise, we have got any discouragement to come. Fatehgarh Sahib, not 100% beyond the management control, but we have ensured that any new industry which is getting the CTE in that segment is coming through fuel supply of natural gas only.
Sir, so how competitive are
the... Sorry for interrupting you. It was to join the queue, sir.
Thank you,
sir. The next question comes from Dhruv Lalwani from IAA Analytics. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. On the gas sourcing part, you know, the long-term agreements that you have entered with Shale and GSPL, can you just give some color on how the, you know, the modalities of the costing work out? I understand it will be marketing, but what sort of, are there any cap or floor on volumes or the price? And how much would it contribute to our total, you know, gas sourcing, these two contracts that we have entered?
Yeah, Dhruv, thank you very much. As we mentioned, again, we would like to reiterate that from CNG segment, we are filling our entire requirement through APM, which we mentioned to you that 41% is coming from APM, NWG is coming around 7.5%, and HPHT is again 38.4%. So in total, you can say that 85% is around getting through my domestic sources, which is feeding us the PNG domestic as well as CNG segment. PNG to definitely domestic 100% we are getting. So this 85% we are sourcing through our domestic ones. Industrial and the remaining market demand growth and all that, GSPC and Shell, we had entered long-term 5 years agreement with us. And GSPC and Shell up to 2028 January and 2028 March, they are providing us HPHT gas. So you can understand that our portfolio is highly efficient, and that HPHT gas is also good enough in the current prices as far as the costing part is concerned. So up to 28, we are very much assured, even for the industrial segment, HPHT gas to flow. Remaining ones are Brent-linked. In Brent-linked also, in the current market situation, we have got the best DES delivered prices available, which is in the range of, I can only say, 12.2 to 12.5, rather lower than that, I can tell you. If you can consider the costing part of it, I'm just not giving you a precise figure. This is not proper on my part. So that kind of arrangement sourcing we have had, and going forward, as the position ramps up, some Henry Hub portfolio we are also eyeing. And with that, we would be making our entire portfolio mostly closely monitored. Some portion we are leaving it open to be fed through spot gases, because see, there has been a volatility in Henry Hub prices also. Sometime it used to be less than 3.5 to 4%. Currently it went up to 6% also. So we are just eyeing with HPCL for, as we said, in place of Dahej, Chhara terminal HPCL LNG is there. That terminal is there. From there we have taken Henry Hub link, certain liquid portfolio to feed the local demand, and that is making our sourcing balanced.
Thank you for that information. The second question is with regards to the auditor remarks. You are looking at investing some money in some JVs in the couple of JVs that we have, and we have not received the money. So can you just give some color on what these JVs are and your thought process behind recovery?
Yeah, JV is one of the area which you have rightly said, and even our auditors in the manner of transparency have mentioned a few observations. Like, no, we had entered three big JVs, one to supply CBG for our Fatehgarh site. So CBG plant, we had a 50-50 joint venture, namely in farm gas in Khanna and Ludhiana area, which was a big source for our Fatehgarh site. So that CBG plant, because of the local farmer agitation and all that, remained under shutdown for some time. So that has created some issues with our JV partners also. In that, we have now investment of 33-34% only in place of 50%, and another 7-8% has gone to Suzuka Gas of Japan. They have taken the balance share in that. So that plant is yet to be operated at full capacity. So there one remark has come. So whatever corporate guarantee and other advances we have given, that is coming under the radar of the the auditors. So they have mentioned that they have given a settlement. And coming to Venuka, the other company as a backward integration, Venuka Polymers in Baroda, and that another plant of Venuka Polymers is there in Bangalore also. That plant we had taken for our backward integration because the CGD pipes, which are of special grade, which has a life of 40 years and 45 years like that, 50 years around. So that backward integration plant, we have got 50-50 joint venture arrangement with them, and they are supplying also all the. Besides us, they are supplying the market also. Since other CGD players in the country have reduced last year their procurement and project activities to all-time low level. So, offtake from that company has not happened the way we expected this to happen. All the companies are not in the infra mode. So, their volume or turnover dip happened. Because of that, the company's financial position was not as expected. So, certain provisioning auditors have demanded. That provisioning we would be making if it is in the management side also, not to be pursued like that. And Nihon Cylinder, we had entered into venture agreement. GAIL in Varanasi has done something. So these 3-4 JVs we are having. Certain comments, statutorily, since auditors are warranted to give, they have given, but we are having complete control and eye on everything. If some provisioning are also required to be done, it will be written back as the time comes. So these are accounting entries we are resorting to this. If any write-off is required, we'll do it more transparently.
Thank you for the clarification. Just one small. So the additional money that you are willing to put in Venuka Polymers, any specific reason for that? Is it for capex or some taking care of the loans or anything? What is the rationale for investing the intercorporate loan that we have entered with that JV? Additional one.
I'll request CFO to kindly please reply to that loan portion of it.
So that 1 crore that we have invested, that is to bring back the shareholding to 50%. That was that, and mostly it will be used by the company for working capital purposes. Basically they are going to the recovery phase, and IRM is also a partner, JV partner in that, so we are helping it out. So in that sense, we receivables of 10 crores were also converted into intercorporate loan, they get sufficient time at 9% interest. So they are also going for refinancing of loans. So maybe next year we should expect better results from that company.
And to add to that,
further. This is one question. Mm-hmm. We are not looking at further deployment of any cash from our end into that JV. Like, that's just a thing.
No, no, we are not expecting any further investments.
Okay, fine. That's a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my question. What is the total capex other than 3G 250 crores?
Other than cap, so going forward, that you are asking?
Yes.
So going forward, the other three GS will be around, say, 50 to 70 crores in the range, because the BK and FS are almost like stabilized one. BK will require some capex because there is potential there. So that way the plan is there.
So with 100 to 120 crore cash flow generation, you will be doing mostly through the same internal, right?
Yeah, yeah. For Namakkal Trichy, we already have a loan tie-up, but apart from that, IPO money is also there. For other three GAs, we have a loan tie-up. 50 crores is still to be drawn. So fund-wise positions, we are comfortable.
How much peak date is expected?
So at present,
post-implementation of this complete capex.
Yeah, so in Namakkal Trichy, in the next 1.5 years, we do not expect any debt to be drawn. We will be using the IPO money. In case of the other three GAs, right now our debt is around 54 crores. So there is Shinhan Bank's 50 crore loan is also there. So
arrangement
is there. So our debt size will be around 75 crores kind of a thing, running debt.
Okay. What's the role of Shizuka and Entertech distribution now evolving, and how is it likely to shape up over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, with regard to Shizuka, we would like to just mention that they had entered here because they wanted to enter into the CBG market as well as to participate into the green this thing area. There is no agreement as such with them. Because, see, they are themselves a CGD company in Japan. Suzuka Gas is a CGD company in Japan. Currently, no technology transfer or nothing of that sort which suits to IRM has been entered into. They, of late, probably are trying for their own business venture here to enter into LNG trading and all that. So that being not, current our area, we don't expect any collaboration with them in our optimizing our CNG operations or CGD operations under IRM banner. If something more is required, we can collaborate with them separately, not under the coverage of IRM energy as such. And the past arrangement which we had, that has already expired in October 2025, wherein we had thought of entering into developing the market with Suzuka Gas experience in this area, but that has not helped us much in developing the Indian market per se. So that agreement we have allowed to elapse in October 2024 itself.
And what about Entertech?
Which one, sir?
Entertech distribution.
Entertech or Enertech?
Yeah.
That is a related party, because the director of Enertech and one of the director of the IRM Energy is common. But we don't have any business transaction. We have got certain the related party scope in the omnibus approval taken, but since our sourcing had been very robust, we didn't require any sort of compulsion to have any transaction with them. So that is at the arm's length level, and no transaction has happened in the current year for 9 months, rather 10 months you can say, till date. Nothing has been transacted with them.
So for
and amalgamation you are talking?
No.
Amalgamation yet? Achha, okay.
For 21% shareholding by them, is there any shareholder agreement or anything
Kinetic as a company is holding 21% around. So last board from beginning only, since inception only, when the company was formed that time, last board we have cleared one amalgamation process, because that company has got 3-4 shareholders who is having the share of 21% is held by 3 companies backward by that company. So that scheme has been approved by our board. Those 3-4 shareholders of Enertech Limited will be getting directly shareholding in our company, so that if they want to quit or if they want to remain associated, it will be their personal decision in place of coming through a company. Or Enertech currently is not engaged with or no interference with our current operations. So they are at us also at arm's length. And if there was a request from that company that all the shareholders of that company should be given separate holdings. So that amalgamation process, our board has, after thorough discussion, have allowed it to happen. Now NCLT process will take some time, and when the opportunity approval comes, we will allot them the direct shareholding of this company. That is what
we think. And maybe the last question.
Sir, I would request you to join back, sir.
So just the last question, if you comment.
I understand, sir. There are other participants who are waiting.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you and congratulations to the team, sir, for organizing and conducting a very detailed con call. Sir, the first and foremost point is, as we are in this space and this is a growing sector, what are we eyeing, sir, in terms of the business size going ahead in 3 to 5 years? And also, sir, with terms of the key risks that are embedded in this in the business model, what steps are we taking to mitigate the impact of the same as APM gas allocation being outlined as one of the major negatives? So if you could, if the management could give us some understanding, as in the space we are, what is our aspiration, say 5 years down the line in terms of volumes, GA areas, profitability, just some more color, because as a group, we must have, must be eyeing something bigger than what we are currently today. And also, since the gestation period also goes from 3 to 5 years, including so many anomalies, how are, if you could just explain to us our positioning in the segment going ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Saket. Joining from Calcutta, we have spent good time in Calcutta also, so I'm emotionally attached to that city. Thank you, Saket, and your question very nicely framed. But one reservation I would like to make, that this company will probably not look into the government allocation more. Because you see, the domestic production of the gas, natural gas through either HPHT or through other sources have been depleting and market is expanding. So allocation to the CGD companies, currently between 36-37% is not expected to go back to 50+ or 70-80% level. So we have to stand on our own feet on sourcing arrangements efficiency only. So this is going to rather, going forward in 2-3 years, going to dip down to 26-27% as the Kirith Parikh report also has been mentioning. So we don't expect much of government APM allocation. With regard to our futuristic plan, as we mentioned, that 12-15% we have the visibility going forward in FY27 to happen. And as we said, that as we progress together in the Makkal Trichy and other GAs, this should further go up. Currently, we can commit in this earning call 12-15% growth on year-to-year in all segments taken together. We are open for business expansion organically, inorganically, through acquisition if such efficient options or opportunity comes. We have mentioned, because we are a lean company, we don't have debts with us, and promoters are also willing to pump in more funds if required, the business requirement comes. So we see that we will be lean and efficient, and we will only judiciously allocate our capital with a profitable ventures only. This is what I can submit to you at this moment.
Yes. If we take the regulatory aspect and the availability of APM gas, which very well have been articulated by you, even the depleting gas fields from our side do speak volume that the availability is going to go down until and unless we come up with some big discovery. So,
yes.
other than this, what are the key regulatories and other risks associated embedded with the business model? And since we have cognizance of the same, what steps are we taking to mitigate the impact when the risk plays off?
One thing, Saket, I can only tell you that regulatory aspect, there is no challenge. Rather, we can only say that PNGRB, through their various notifications, have been giving lot of enabling provisions to all the CGD players taken together. Maybe the sourcing portion is not under their control, that MOPNG and otherwise TPAC, etc., that we're doing the allocation. But whatever other regulatory aspect which you are hinting, that is only easing out our operational convenience. Like recently, effective 1st of January, the pipeline tariff, the zone-wise pipeline tariff has been substantially reduced, and we have passed on the portion of benefit to the consumers also. Certain things we kept in our hold also because the dollar prices have fluctuated adversely to us. So that way we have balanced together. Going forward on MWP, penalty, etc., what we get the sense from them through various interactions which we do with them regularly, they are trying to act as a regulator come enabler, not unlike any other, segment like aviation or telecom or the power. This regulator particularly, I have a lot of appreciation. They are committed for Prime Minister's vision to enhance the natural gas culture from 6.5% level to 15% by 2030. So from that angle, regulatory restrictions are not awaited or not expected. Rather, some enabling provisions should only come up so that our operations become more efficient in the entire sector.
Thank you, sir. And we hope for the continuities of these calls also going ahead, and this should not be one of, I hope so. We will be continuing with our quarterly updates with investors hosting these calls.
We assure you that we will be more interactive and more open and more frank with all of you, because this company belongs to you. We are the management. We are at your service. Anytime,
right.
And otherwise also, other than the investor call or the earning call, anytime you wish to have our CFO and company secretary are always open to reply, or
yes,
their management team sitting beside me. We also would like to thank EY for coordinating. Once they have been onboarded, they have very transparently been guiding us how to improve the investor relationship. Since they have got a vast experience, this call could begin as a curtain raiser, and we, under their guidance and as well management confidence level, we would be very transparent. We assure you, in future also, you will find us, much more transparent, open, and communicative to all of you. Thank you very, very much for joining
Thank
us.
You, sir.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, sir. Thank
you. Thank you, sir. In the interest of time, that will be our last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. So, since it has been very fruitful and very, a nice interaction, I hope that all of you must have reposed your confidence into the management. So, formally, let me thank you, everyone. On behalf of the management of IRM management team, energy team, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earning call today. We also hope that we have been able to address majority of your queries very, very transparently, openly. And as you may reach out to us for our investor relation partner, EY, regularly for further queries. And also, because of paucity of time, if we have not been able to answer all your questions, we beg pardon for that. You please kindly give us in writing. We will definitely reply back to you in writing through EY, all your queries which have not been possible with the paucity of time. So, offline also, you are open for that. We thank the EY team simultaneously taking this opportunity. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dursabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Thank you so much.